I want to begin my message today. The title of my message is The Breaker Anointing. And I want to begin my message this morning with a question, and that is, have you ever been through a time in your life, maybe you would say, well, I'm actually there right now, Pastor, where you feel like the enemy has you boxed in, he has you confined. It feels like you're wanting to go places, you're wanting to do things in the spirit, but it seems like you just keep running up against some kind of a wall, some kind of like you're just stuck in a prison and can't move forward in your life. Or maybe you've been in a place where you felt like the Lord was calling you to do ministry in a particular area. Even as we're talking about reaching out to Hope Valley, to the 61st in Peoria area of our city, and we realize that there are strongholds there. The enemy's been, you know, occupying that territory for a long time in a lot of people's lives. And how many of you have tried to move into an area like that, and you felt the resistance, you felt the pushback, you realize, man, this is tough, this is hard. I don't know if we can break through all of these strongholds or not. Or maybe just in your own personal prayer life. You've been praying over things for a season, and it just seems like you're not getting anywhere. I know I remember hearing somebody describe their prayers one time as it felt like they were just bouncing off the ceiling. Maybe you've had that feeling sometimes. It's like, I just don't feel like my prayers are getting anywhere. It just feels like they're just bouncing off the ceiling back at me, and it's like, I need a breakthrough. Well, I've got good news, and I believe that God wants us to experience victory. I believe that God wants us to experience breakthrough, and it's not up to us and our own fleshly abilities to make it happen, but that God wants to come in on our behalf and really see us experience the power of the Lord in our lives. I don't know if I referenced this last week or not, but a couple of weeks ago, we had a Friday night of worship here. And it was an awesome time. I would encourage you the next time we do that you should consider coming. But the worship teams from our 11 a.m. service, from our Hispanic ministry, from the Tulsa House of Prayer, all of these ministries that meet under this roof gathered together. And it was a wonderful time of worship. And I know for me, it was just a time of refreshing. But there was some prophetic words that came forth. And one of those was about a breaker anointing. And that word just, it caught several of us, our attention, and it was like that word was that God was bringing this breaker anointing to us so that we could carry it to our homes, to our families, to our place of business, to our schools, wherever that we're going, that we could walk in this powerful breaker anointing. And promises like that are not just new, and they're not just to us. They're all throughout the scripture. And I want to look at a number of verses of scripture today, but I want to start in Micah chapter 2. In Micah chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, the word of the Lord says, "Someday, O Israel, I will gather you. I will gather the remnant who are left. I will bring you together again like sheep in a pen, like a flock in its pasture. Yes, your land will again be filled with noisy crowds." Notice verse 13. "Your leader will break out and lead you out of exile, out through the gates of the enemy cities, back to your own land. Your king will lead you. The Lord himself will guide you." Here is this promise to Israel. You've been in this place of dispersion. You've been in this place of bondage. You've been in this place where you've been living in the enemy city. He said, but there is coming a day where your leader, and then he describes who that leader is. Your king will lead you. The Lord himself will guide you. That your leader is going to break you out of that place of restriction, out of that place of bondage. He's going to lead you out of that city, that walled city where you've been walled in, and he's going to lead you to the places of the abundance and the blessings of the Lord. God is a God of breakthrough. In Luke chapter 4, we find Jesus declaring what his ministry is all about. And he's quoting from Isaiah, and he begins to say, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me." And he lists a number of things, but one of those things that he lists is that he's anointed me to set at liberty the bound, those who are confined, those that are restricted, those that are bound up. The Lord has sent me to set those people at liberty, to bring freedom into their lives. That is a breaker anointing. In the book of Acts, we find the story of Peter, who had been arrested and placed in prison, and everyone thought that he would probably be executed. And the church gathers together, and they begin in unity to really pray and to intercede and to call out for Peter's deliverance. And the Lord sends an angel in the middle of the night, and the angel leads Peter out, just causes the chains to fall off of his hands and his feet, and prison door one after another begins to open up, and Peter just walks out totally free. It's the breaker anointing that is taking him out of that place of constriction, that place where the enemy wanted to oppress him and destroy him, and to bring him forth into that place of life and ministry. We also know the story of Paul and Silas in that city of Philippi, where they have been ministering, and they get arrested for doing so. They're beaten and thrown into the prison, and we remember the story how that in the midnight hour, they're praising the Lord, they're glorifying God, they're singing their songs, they're worshiping, when suddenly there is an earthquake, and the doors of the prison cell swing open. It's the breaker anointing. And we see in those cases that it's the presence of Jesus, it's the power of Jesus, it's the power of prayer and unity and worship and praise that brings us into this place of freedom. And so if you were in your mind this morning answering, "Yes, I have been in that place," or maybe "I am now in that place where I feel constricted, I feel held back, I'm not walking in the complete victory of the Lord," I want to tell you, God wants to bring abundance and bring that breaker anointing in your life. Now, the word breaker means to break out, to burst out, to grow, to increase, and to open. The implications are that something has been closed, it's been shut up, it's been diminished or stunted, restricted, or confined. And so the synonyms for break are to shatter, to smash, to break up, to crush. Sounds kind of like a three-year-old, doesn't it? What they love to do with stuff is shatter it and smash it and break it up and crush it. To break in pieces, to demolish. Those are pretty radical words. But that's the kind of God that we're serving, a radical God that wants to break down and smash and eradicate and destroy whatever the things are in our lives that are hindering us from that total and complete victory. And I believe that we are living in a day where God is, he's up to something. He really is. I sense that there is this moving, and we hear it referred to in different ways as a mighty revival. I've heard some call it a third great awakening, but I believe that we are poised for a time where God is moving in supernatural power with signs and wonders and miracles, and there is going to be a great harvest of souls as we are approaching the days of the return of Jesus. And so I just, you know, we can look back and we can see times in the past, the Azusa Street Revival, breaking out, wonderful, mighty move of God that really changed things, other revivals in history. But I really believe that God is wanting to do that again today. And it's not just general. You know, sometimes when we talk about revival, we're talking about God's going to do that for the city. God's going to do that for the church. God's going to do that for the nation. God's going to do that for the world. I want you to get personal today and realize God's going to do that for you. Amen. That God wants you to experience all of those wonderful things. And there's a pattern, I think, that when God begins to break out, I think he starts at the individual level. Because how can we corporately do what we're not individually prepared to do? How can we corporately have revival if nobody individually is experiencing revival? And so there's that individual place where God wants to start working in us. And I just want to encourage you today to begin to believe for God's breakthrough in your life. And maybe you're concerned about other things. Maybe it's family members or situations. It's not that your whole life is in confinement. It's not like your whole life is pressed down. But maybe there's some area in your life that you're not walking in the freedom. You're not seeing the expression of the fullness of God in that area of your life. That you begin to believe that the breaker anointing is coming and that you are going to see a breakthrough in that area. And as we break through as individuals, then it moves corporately to the church level. And the church begins to operate in a power. Because, you know, if we would be honest, there's a lot of church facilities. There are a lot of people who attend buildings, but when it comes to that church really making a major impact on their community, on their city, oftentimes we would say, well, no, the church really isn't doing everything that Jesus said it would do. Remember in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus was talking about how he was going to build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. That sounds like a breaker anointing to me, that the church is stepping outside of the four walls. It's stepping into its community. It's engaging the gates of hell and saying, we're tearing these walls down. We're coming in. Satan may have occupied this place. He may have been the Lord over this area, but we're coming in and we're establishing the kingdom of God in this place. That's what I believe that God wants to do in our city, in our through our church. I believe he wants to use Spirit Life Church. I was talking to someone just this week, and they were talking about revival, and they've been to our church and they know about our church, and they were saying, I don't know of any church in our city that is any better poised, any better prepared to bring forth this revival than right there at Spirit Life Church. And I'm just like laying a hold of that. I'm like claiming that and declaring it for you so you can lay a hold of it and declare it along with me and see God use us to bring his revival. Does that make anybody just a little bit excited to think about God using this church to bring a revival to our city? That's breakthrough. That's breaker anointing. And so sometimes we just have to admit and say that there are some areas in our life where I'm not just living up to my fullest potential. I mean, I know that God wants me way out here, but something's got me in a box and I'm just kind of like right here. I'm still a Christian. I love God. God's been doing some good things in my life, but I'm just not experiencing everything that I believe that the Lord has for us. And there are a lot of reasons. There are a lot of walls and things that God builds these walls out of. It could be doubts. It could be fear. It could be lack of understanding of God's will. It might be pride or traditions or sinful habits in our lives, unforgiveness. So many things that the enemy uses as building blocks to build the walls that hold us in. But God is saying, I want to be the breaker that's coming to break down those walls and to break you out into new dimensions of living. And so I just want to encourage you, you know, and I know this morning I'm talking to the mature crowd. I'm talking to the folks who've been around the block a couple of times. But I just tell you that in my own life, I mean, maybe you're just so mature that it never ever happens to you. But in my own life, sometimes I go through some dry seasons. Sometimes in my own life, I find some places where I'm just not walking in the full absolute victory that I know that God has for me. Sometimes I need some revival. I need some breaking through. I need some breakthrough in my own life. And you know, even the Apostle Paul was talking about how there was a lot of things that he had done. There was a lot of things he had accomplished. There were a lot of things that he had, and he uses the term apprehended, but then he admits, But then there's some things that I've not quite reached yet. Listen to what he says again in Philippians chapter 3. He says, not as though I had already attained. Either were already perfect. Paul's saying, I'm not perfect yet. I'm not attained everything yet. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's my prayer. And that's my prayer for you as well as it is for me. That yes, thank God for the things that we have apprehended. Thank God for the victories that we have walked in. But to recognize, I'm not apprehended it yet. I'm not obtained it all yet. There's still some areas in my life where I'm still pressing. I'm still pushing. I still got a goal and a target and a prize that I am working toward. And I'm not just going to sit down and just say, well, I'm a Christian, and I'll just coast into the heaven the best way that I can. No, we're not coasting into heaven. We're going to march into heaven. We're gonna walk in with our heads up and with laurels of victory where we have been serving the Lord and seeing God do great things. Let me just show you a couple of more scriptures, and then I'm going to finish my message. In Psalm 18, verse 19, it says, he brought me forth also into a large place. That word brought forth is the same word that means to break out. This breaker anointing. And notice what it says. He brought me forth into a large place. In other words, I was in this small place. I was in this constricted place. I was in this place where I didn't have quite enough elbow room. But now the Lord has brought me out. He's broken me out into a large place, into larger territory where I can do the work of the Lord. In Psalm 66 and verse 12, the psalmist says, you let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. That brought us is the same word that's used back there in Psalm 18 and 19 that we were just reading. Same word, but you brought us, you broke us out into this place of abundance. How many of you'd like to live in a place of abundance? How many of us have been through seasons where we weren't living in the place of abundance? And then the Lord says, but I want to break you out. And in fact, for those of you who like the King James Version, you're going to like the King James Version even better. The King James Version says that God wants to break us out into a wealthy place. Into a wealthy place, not just a place of into a wealthy place. I'm just declaring that. I'm just believing that for some of you that you're needing a breakout in your finances into a place of abundance, into a wealthy place. In Isaiah 45 and 2, Isaiah speaking here says, I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. So here's the Lord saying, you're held back in this city. You can't get through. There are gates of bronze and iron, bars of iron. And I'm just gonna break all of that down. I'm just gonna tear all of that down and see you walking through into that place of anointing and prosperity and abundance. And again, going back to Micah that we started out with, it's this picture of being broken out of a city, out of a place of restriction, out into an open place where God has so much more for us. I want to ask our musicians if they'll come. You know, the truth of the matter is There are people all around us who are bound up. They're bound up in sin. They're bound up in their habits and their addictions and the issues that they're going through in their lives. And they need freedom. They need the freedom that is found. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." There are a lot of people today who need the truth of God and His Word, of a Jesus who loves us so much that He died on a cross and paid the penalty of our sins so that we could have abundant eternal life. And again, not just eternal life, but abundant eternal life. Not just, well, I'm going to go to heaven when I die, but boy, life's going to be miserable till I get there. That's not the way God wants people living their lives. He wants us walking in this place of abundance, walking in this place of freedom, walking in this place of joy and victory. And we know people like that. We know people who need that in their lives. Those are the folks that I know that you've written their names down. Those are the folks that I know that you're praying for. Those are the folks that I know that you're inviting to come and to experience what God has for them. But before we're ever able to help somebody else that's bound up, we've got to be free. You know, and when you're flying commercial airplanes, there's always that spill at the beginning of the flight that anybody who's flown more than 3 or 4 times has already memorized. And so you're just checking your last emails and, you know, Facebook stuff while the attendants are talking about, you know, where your cushion for your safety device is and all of that. But one of those things that they say in that spill is that in case of loss of cabin pressure, that mask will fall from the ceiling in front of you. And it says, and if you are with someone who needs assistance, a small child or someone who needs assistance, that the instructions are, first put the mask on your own face, and then put the mask on somebody else. Because you're not going to be able to put it on them if you've just passed out and fainted because you don't have enough oxygen, right? First put the mask on your own face, and then proceed to help the person beside you who needs assistance. There are people beside us today who need assistance. They need the oxygen mask. They need the breaker anointing. But we need to first make sure that we've put that on our own lives. I'm reminded, and I'll close with this story from the Bible, the story of Lazarus. We know that story. Jesus calls him forth from the dead. And Lazarus comes out of the grave, and John makes this description of Lazarus coming out. He says, still bound in the grave clothes. Still bound in the grave clothes. And Jesus says, loose him. Unbind him. Take all those wrappings off of him. He doesn't need the garments of a grave. He's alive, but he needs to be set free. There are people today who have been brought forth. They're alive. They've been saved, but they're bound up. They're still bound up. The enemy's still got them bound up. And God is saying to us, go to those folks. Love on those folks. Set them free. Unwrap them. And God is not asking us to do it in our own power. But he's giving us the power of the Holy Spirit. He's giving us the anointing of the one who is the breaker, a breaker anointing. We need it first so that we can give to others. Would you stand with me this morning? I I wonder this morning if there might be those in this place that would say, there's some areas in my life. I'm not walking in total defeat, but there's some areas in my life where I could use God to step in and give me some breakthrough. There's some issues. Maybe it's a situation in your family. Maybe it's in your finances. Maybe it's in your spiritual walk with the Lord. It could be anything. But there's at least an area in your life where you're like, you know, I'm apprehending, but I haven't yet apprehended. And I'm still pressing on toward the mark, but I haven't achieved it yet. And I'd like God to give me that extra breakthrough anointing in my life. How many in this place would raise your hand and say, yep, that's me. I need some things from the Lord. Yeah, hands up all over the place today. Heavenly Father, Lord, you've seen those who have raised their hands acknowledging we need some breakthrough in our life. There's some constriction. There are some walls. There's some opposition. There's some things that we keep running against and we can't seem to get over it or around it or through it. And Lord, we need your help today. God, I'm praying that the breaker anointing, that the God of breakthrough would step in to our lives today. We invite you, Holy Spirit, step into these situations in our life. We're inviting you, power of God, break down every stronghold that the enemy has brought against us. We take authority in the name of Jesus and we cast down those strongholds. And Lord, we proclaim the liberty of the Lord in our lives. God, breakthrough in our lives today. I'm asking you to do it, Lord. Minister, Lord, to your people today, because there's a world out beyond this place. The people that are still wrapped in their grave clothes. People, Lord, who need some assistance getting the oxygen mask on. Lord, would you do a work in us? Would you prepare us? Would you anoint us? Would you empower us? Would you refresh us? Would you revive us, oh Lord, so that we can be the church that you've called us to be, to go out into the city, to go out into our neighborhoods, to go into our homes and our families. And to walk in the power and the anointing of the Lord and to do the ministry that you're calling us to do, to be the witness that you're calling us to be, or to be the evangelists, to be the prayer warriors. Lord, to see the victory in our personal lives and then, Lord, begin to see the walls fall down beyond us and doors swing open that were closed and locked and the good things of the Lord being done in our lives. God, I thank you for doing it. I thank you for doing it, Lord, in our lives today. We cry out to you, Lord. We cry out to you, Lord. We're asking you, Jesus. Lord, it's not a small thing that we're asking for. We understand that. Lord, we're asking for a significant demonstration of the power of God at work in our lives. We're asking for signs and wonders and miracles, Lord. God, we ask it boldly. We come boldly before your throne of grace and make these petitions unto you. And I thank you, Lord, that you are moving on our behalf. And Lord, you are breaking us out individually. And Lord, you're giving a breaker anointing to this church. God, Lord, we need that. We need that. We're a light in a dark place. God, we need your help to break through to new levels of God, reaching this community, reaching this city, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want to ask our prayer team if you'll come and join me here at the front, and we're going to close this service just giving you an opportunity. If you need prayer for anything at all in your life, we stand here ready and prepared to pray for you. If you're a first-time guest with us today, we encourage you to go back to the blue table at the back of the room, and we'd love to meet you there and talk with you, get to know you. We've got a gift that we'd like to give you as well that just says thank you for coming, being a part of Spirit Life Church. Now, I want to encourage you, look for the opportunities this week to invite people to come to the services here just 2 weeks from today, Superhero Sunday, and let's just believe for God to do some great things. Father, thank you for your presence that has been here today. Lord, the anointing of the Holy Spirit that we've sensed in this house. God, I just ask, Lord, that you would just be with us and help us. Holy Spirit, that you are that breaker anointing, Lord, in our lives. God, that you are setting us free to walk out into larger territory. Lord, into those abundant places that you have determined for us. God, minister to every need, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you, Spirit Life Church.